The thought lethargy or revival? Lethargy or revival? Maybe a subtitle might be, where do you stand with God? Where do you stand with God? Now, these letters that the Lord spoke to John to send, these words to the churches in Asia, he writes different things to different ones, commending them, reproving them, exhorting, rebuking. Says a lot of things. And as he deals with this church at Laodicea, I want you to notice he said, unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans, write. Kind of wonder if it hadn't got to where it was more their church and it was the Lord's. Because their church was a church of lethargy. Lord, help me preach today. Right here we get a picture of Jesus standing at the door of this church, and he's knocking and seeking entrance. His cry unto them was, if any man will hear my voice, if any man will hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and sup or fellowship with him and he with me. But you know, as you look at this writing here, you see that these were not the first words that he spoke to this church. Amen. He had other words to say. When he first spoke to them, he reminded them of who he was, who was speaking to them. He told them in verse number 14, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. Amen. He expresses to them, he first says to them, I am the Amen, expressing to them that he is the one who has the final say-so. He is the one, amen, who will pronounce judgment. He is the one who affirms these things as being true. The Amen. He is, he said, the faithful and true witness. He expresses himself first here as being faithful. And faithful he is. Amen, church? Faithful he is. Faithful to forgive those that repent. Faithful to save those that are lost that are called upon his name. Faithful to keep those that commit their life unto him. But not only is he faithful, he's a true witness. Amen. His word is true. His judgments is true. Everything he says is absolute. Amen. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. It's all right. Every bit of it, amen, is right. When it comes to the truth, amen, he will not dilute it. He will not distort it. Amen. He will not compromise it or change it for anyone. The truth's the truth. It can't be changed. And then he said he was the beginning of the creation of God. He stands as the one from which all other things came. Amen. In him we live and move and have our being. He's the creation of God. He's the Lord of lords. He's the King of kings. Amen. And after he tells them who he is, he tells them of their spiritual condition. First, he tells them, I know thy works. I know thy works. He knew what they had done, and he knew what they were doing. He knew the works of the past that they had accomplished, and he knew what, amen, they were doing at that present time. At one time, I'll have to believe, amen, since there was a church there, at one time they were on fire for God. At one time they were full of fervor. At one time their worship was heartfelt. At one time their prayers were sincere. At one time their preaching was convicting. And their love for the Lord was unfeigned. But as time went on, amen, and as prosperity came, we find they drifted away from the spirit of revival into the spirit of lethargy. Amen. Somewhere along the way, their prosperity had robbed them of their sincerity. Amen. Their fire had dwindled down to a little flame. Their fervor had faltered, and their desire had all but died. They still had the form and were still going through the motions of worship, still singing songs, still praying prayers, still preaching sermons, and still receiving offerings, and still giving to charity. Amen. They still, amen, had their house ministries within the church and their outreach ministries outside of the church. It was business as usual, but there was something missing. The Lord was on the outside rather than on the inside. They had everything else but Him. At one time, it was all about Him. Amen. But now it was about programs. Amen. It was about parties. It was about other things, entertainment and so on. There was something missing in this church. They went from revival to lethargy. They got to the place they were so busy with their programs, amen, they didn't have time to open the door and let the Lord in. There was no room for Jesus. Amen. The spiritual state of this church was one that could not be classified as cold necessarily, and it certainly wasn't hot and on fire for God, but Jesus said they were lukewarm. Amen. This spiritual staleness had set in. It became, the church was more like a club than it was a house of worship. Reverence had give way to revelry. Amen. Parties had replaced their prayer meetings, and sermonettes had replaced, amen, old time messages from God. The church had become more like a playhouse than it was a house of prayer. Amen. You could get, amen, a house full of people there for a concert, but you couldn't get a handful of people there together for a prayer meeting. Amen. And oh, it does sound familiar to me, amen, to the church age that we now live in. I hate to say it so, but I do believe, amen, that the church age we are in is much like this Laodicean church. Not everybody and not every church, I'm not saying that at all, but in general, the consensus, amen, of the church world out here is lukewarm. Amen. They have a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof. They want to be entertained rather than being provoked to good works. Amen. You can get, hey, if we was to put a sign out in the yard and say we're going to have a movie tonight, we would have more people show up, amen, than we would if we put a sign out and said revival tonight. Amen. And I'm not saying that about you. I'm saying that's a consensus. That's a way of thinking in this world today. Amen. I could put a sign out in the yard and say Friday night there's going to be a rock concert here. And surely there would be, if we got a well-known, amen, gospel rock group, there would be a crowd here we couldn't hold. Especially, amen, if we only charged a few dollars at the door, they'd be glad to come and pay to be entertained. Amen. But you know, the real church doesn't have to be paid to come to church, and doesn't have to be coaxed to come to church, and doesn't have to be enticed to come to church. Amen. There'll be some churches in our community, amen, that'll put on their Super Bowl parties to keep their crowd in the house of God. Praise God. I don't know how many we'll have, amen, but I'll tell you this, we ain't putting on no Super Bowl party, and we ain't throwing no movie on the screen, and we're not having any rock concerts here. Say, but oh preacher, if you'd change a little bit, amen, you could have a bigger crowd. I'd rather have, amen, what we got having revival than a house full that's lethargic. Amen. amen, and on their way the wrong direction. Oh God, help me preach. Amen. As I began to think on these things, my heart was stirred. Stirred as I thought of the great number of a church world of our day, as Paul put it, as we studied in Sunday school, that are being bewitched, charmed. Amen. The Pied Piper of darkness playing the little tune, amen, that is drawing them away, amen, from the place of safety, amen, enticing them down that broad road of destruction. Amen. There are those that claim to be basically Christian, but in reality, amen, they are, amen, deceivers, because they are teaching those things that are contrary and promoting those things that are contrary, amen, to the gospel of Jesus Christ. We have those that goes off into the extreme right of legalism and promote it, while on the other side, there's others that go to the extreme left promoting liberalism. Amen. Of course, there's far more going to the left than there is to the right. But I want to tell you, there's a straight way and there's a narrow way that leads to life. I don't want to go to either extreme. Amen. My ideal, amen, the scripture's doctrine is that we follow Jesus. It's a straight path to heaven. It's not a crooked way. Amen. It's a straight way and it's a narrow way. Amen. Whatever the case may be in our day with people, it seems, amen, they want a doctrine that soothes their ears. They want preachers, heap to themselves preachers and teachers, amen, to pat them on the back. But I'm not that kind of a man. I want to preach to you the full gospel of Jesus Christ. Yes, I want to preach about heaven, but I'm going to preach on hell too. I want to preach about healing, but also want to preach unto you, amen, that he's a righteous God and he's a holy God. I want to preach on his grace, but I've got to preach on his judgment as well. He looked at this church and he told him like it was. I'm terribly disturbed myself, as I'm sure the Lord was at this church. Amen. At the people among our Pentecostal wholeness churches, amen, that are being led astray by those, amen, that are watering down this gospel. Amen. Yes, you could go somewhere where they'll preach it to you easy. You can go somewhere where they'll lighten up on it. Amen. Make you feel better about yourself. But the true gospel will convict you of your wrongs. It'll deal with you. It'll make you feel bad when you tell a lie. It'll make you feel bad when you take a little nip of whiskey. It'll make you feel bad when you're laying, amen, committing adultery or, amen, or fornication. It'll deal with your heart. Amen. If you're deceiving people. But the world our day wants a social gospel. They want something that's user friendly, something that fits anybody's fancy. Amen. And that's what happened in the church at Laodicea. Brother, I'm telling you, amen. Yes, we want money to get this building done next door, but we don't want to have to compromise to do it. We're going to keep this message that's been preached here, amen, for 46 plus years. Amen. A message of wholeness, a message of righteousness, a message of salvation by grace through faith, a message that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. I know our gospel may not fit, amen, the worldly church, but Jesus ain't coming after a worldly church. He's coming after a church without spot, without blemish, without wrinkle, and without any such thing. He's coming after a church that's holy, that's blood washed, that's sanctified, that's set apart, that's called out from among this world. Amen. I know not everybody can handle this kind of preaching, but if you want to go to heaven, hallelujah, you'll have to go the Bible way. It's not Doug Webb's way or Melvin Webb's way. It's Jesus' way. He's the truth and he's the life. My God, help me this morning. Amen. A lot of these that are preaching this more lukewarm gospel, they had their roots in this way. Yeah, they can get up, amen, and still shake a leg, speak in tongues. Help me preach, Jesus. Amen. Just like they always did. Amen. While they drank their booze, lay with women, and live worldly. God forbid that any of you ever follow one of them shysters. God forbid, amen, these people that once knew this way have left the old straight and narrow, amen, and are headed down a broad way, lukewarm and without God. Brothers and sisters, I remember when the preachers of old, amen, preached, you must be born again. It wasn't an option. You just didn't come and join the church. You had to be born again to be in the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. They preached it that way because that's what Jesus said. He didn't suggest that you be born again. He said you must be born again. Amen. If you're not born again, you're on the road to damnation. Haven't come to a place where you've repented, humbled your heart and repented before God and asked for forgiveness and found new life in Christ. Amen. You're still on the wrong road. Amen. These preachers now preach to people instead of preaching you must be born again. They're preaching just come as you are. Come and be one of us. They say all you got to do is make a decision. Make up your mind. If you just make up your mind you want to be a Christian, you are a Christian. No, no, amen. I can't make up my mind, amen, just to be a Christian and become a Christian. Yes, I have to make a decision whether or not I'm going to accept him or reject him. But once I accept him, amen, and believe, accept the gospel and believe that it's the way, I must receive his spirit into my life to where old things pass away and behold all things become new. Whatever happened today when people got up from the altar changed and walked out that door and lived right? Today they come and pray and go back to the same sin. Still claiming to be right. Some preacher telling them they can sin every day and still go to God's heaven. When the Bible says, he that sinneth is of the devil. Amen. Amen. It takes more than just making a decision. You got to be born again. There has to be a spiritual birth. There has to be something take place. And you can't do it yourself. You have to call on God for mercy and ask him to have grace upon you and come into your life. And if you will, he will. Amen. God, help me preach. It seems like to any more few people actually feel convicted of sin. Drink, curse, lie, live immoral, rob God, and still think they're saved. Amen. I'm going to tell you, that's not the truth. Amen. The truth is that real salvation just doesn't save a man. It does not save a man in his sins. It saves a man from his sins. Help me, Jesus, to preach. Whatever happened, amen, to the day when people got saved and they got delivered. They got delivered. Come on, help me preach. They got delivered. They quit cussing. They quit drinking. They quit chewing tobacco. They quit smoking cigarettes. They quit cheating on their spouse. Amen. They quit cheating their neighbor. They quit, amen, going to the movies. They quit going to the entertainment world. Amen. The world for entertainment and looking for, amen, to be pacified and satisfied. They quit listening to secular music. They throwed out their country music CDs. They throwed out their rock music CDs. Amen. They got rid of anything, amen, that was on the borderline between as well. Amen. I know again it ain't popular, but I'm here to preach a gospel today. This was laid heavy upon me. I look to go another way. That's what the flesh wants to do. Amen. But it's compelled by the Spirit. Amen. To remind you that God's way is a holy way. Amen. It's not an anything goes way. Amen. It's his way or no way. say, "Preacher, you sound a little facetious today." I don't mean to. I'm preaching in love today. I'm not angry at anybody besides the devil. Amen. But listen to what the Bible said in Revelation 21 and 8. The fearful, the unbelieving, the abominable, the murderers, the whoremongers, the sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone. I didn't say it. He said it. 1 Corinthians 6, 9, and 10, Paul said, "Be not deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God," period. Amen. People that are active in these things are not going to glory. You're going to have to forsake sin and call on God if you're going to go to God's heaven. The Bible said in Proverbs 20 and 1, "Wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise." Amen. Lukewarm group of our day says you can drink a little bit and still go to God's heaven or deceiving people. My God. Is this all right? Praise God. We live in a time when people have been bewitched to believe they can just shack up and still be saved. Amen. Live immoral and still be saved. Swap husbands and wives right in the church. Amen. Never leave and still be saved. It's not so, folks. This is not popular, but I'm preaching to you from the Word of God. Listen to what God's Word said. "Marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled, but whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. There have been those that have been bewitched, charmed, led astray to believe." Amen. They can come to church and gossip about their neighbor at home. Come to church and just everything be all right. But I want to tell you, the gossiper, talebearer, and those, amen, that tear down the work of God, amen, while they're trying to lift up themselves, going to have to answer to God for that. There's some people that wonder why the blessing's not in their life. But I'll tell you why the blessing's not in your life. Friend, if you criticize the man of God, and you criticize the work of God, and you criticize the church of God, amen, that's going to come back on you. That's going to come back on you. It's going to rob you of the blessing of God in your life. God's not, you say, "Well, they're not perfect." Amen. Well, neither are you. Amen. Amen. Well, no, I'm not perfect. Amen. And neither is this congregation perfect. And neither do we do everything exactly, maybe just right. But at least we're striving. Amen. We're not out to tear you down. We're out to build you up. We're not out to leave you out. We're out to bring you in. Amen. That's the will of God. Amen. It's for us to come together. Lately, I've been preaching on unity. I've been preaching on prayer. I've been preaching on revival. What's that all about? It's binding us together. It's bringing us together. It's getting us into a place where we can have an outbreak, a move of God. Old-fashioned repentance where people pray through and get right with God and come up and they're saved. And then they head back to the altar for a dose of old-time sanctification. And then they pray through till the Holy Ghost and fire comes down on them. Whoa! Praise God. Amen. This is no day, amen, for folks to be pretending they're all right when they're not, or playing like they're right when they're not. It's time folks bare their knees in an old-fashioned altar and pray till they come up. Amen. I got a holy God living inside of them. Oh, God, help us, Lord. Praise God. I'm preaching to you this morning, folks. Amen. I tell you what, it's a shame people being bewitched, led astray, and going to these big entertainment shindigs in town. That's a shame when people will go to a worldly entertainment. Amen. First of all, that they even go. Secondly, that they place a priority over entertainment over being in a house of worship. Amen. Whether it's concerts, whether it's ball games or whatever it is, you need to place a priority on being in the house of God. You see what's happening? Amen. Lethargy is setting in your life. You're blaming the church and saying, well, there's not enough going on. Not enough going on in your heart, friend, because you ain't praying. Not enough going on in your heart because you ain't reading the Bible. Not enough going on in your life because you aren't seeking God's face. You're blaming everybody else and the problems in your own life. Amen. I feel the Spirit of God this morning. And I don't desire to harm anybody. I don't desire to harm anybody. My heart's desire is, amen, get by people by the hand and lead them in. Praise God. The Lord's told me to preach to the sheep, and to the sheep I'm preaching today. Amen. Do we want lethargy, or do we want revival? Do we want to just follow the form and fall into that place of nothingness where a lot of the church world has? Or do we want to get in that place where the power of God's being poured out and the anointing's falling? Praise God. Amen. And people are being touched by the power of God. Which do we want? I say we want revival. I want revival. You want revival? How many appreciates what God's been doing lately? Oh, praise God. And I'll tell you, he deals with us. Amen. So that we might draw near to him. Sister Gail, come. There's more could be said. But I'm telling you, you need to get enough God in your life. Amen. You want to come to church more than just once every couple weeks. I realize some people's job, let me make it clear, some people's jobs hinder them. Certain situations come up, and there may be times that that takes place. Amen. But when you neglect assembling yourselves together because you got something else, amen, that you have more pleasure in doing, you need to check your priority list, friend. The Bible said, Doug Webb didn't say, the Bible said, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is. But what else did it say? But exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. What day? The Lord's coming. The day of judgment's coming. The Antichrist is coming on this world. Amen. There's horrible things that's going to take place in the time ahead. Amen. And the only safe place is to be hid in Jesus. Amen. Is to be dedicated to the Lord and consecrated to the Lord. I need to, amen, to slow down here. I'm a feeling unction. Amen. Praise God, folks. Amen. It's time we dedicate our all. I'm not telling you I'm anybody, but I'm telling you he's everything. Unless he's everything in your life, amen, you're going to find yourself coming up short. My Lord, the Holy Ghost is here. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. I'm going to stop right there. Let's stand. Praise God. The altar this morning is open. If you're here a sinner, I'm telling you, friend, you better get saved because Jesus is coming. Amen. Jesus is the way, and if you'll come and call upon him, you can be born again and your life can be changed. Amen. I'm making an altar call. Amen. For the Christian as well. You're not praying like you once did. Not reading your Bible like you once did. Not coming to church like you once did. You were once as faithful as clockwork. Amen. Your prayers were fervent. Amen. You had a desire for the word of the Lord. Amen. But lethargy has set in. Somewhere along the way you've slowed up. Amen. You need to make your way to an altar. I'm not asking you to repent and talk to me. Amen. Or confess to me, but I'm asking you to pray to Almighty God that God and move in your life. Hallelujah. And those, I mean genuinely, don't come unless you mean it, but those that genuinely, amen, what an outbreak of heaven sent revival in their home, their heart, their home, amen, their family. Once you get out of that seat, once you come this way, once you bow at God's altar, oh Lord, I don't want to be lukewarm. I don't want to be cold either, but I want to be hot, on fire for God, don't you? Praise God. Praise God. From the back to the front, I invite you to pray. I invite you to pray. Come on. Praise God.